Saturday, June 15th is Wonder Jam at Canada's Wonderland. On the stage, Skillet, Zach Williams, and Jordan Feliz.
Can I get a witness?
Jordan Feliz joins us right now. Good morning, Jordan.
Hey, how's it going, man?
It's going good. Jordan, have you ever been to Canada?
I have. We've only been 3 times in my life.
Like, what do you know about us? Tell us what you think. Like, what do you know about Canadians?
I know that y'all are so sweet. If some of my dearest friends are from Canada, I mean, I think hopefully I'll just kind of fit in.
Cool. Now, I was noticing something you did. I think back in March, it was called a coffee meetup.
Yeah,
just met for coffee. You just said, hey, show up. I love coffee. So you're a big coffee fan.
I love coffee, man. We're always scouting locations to go to just for the day to get off site. It's kind of like, you know, you roll up to venues or churches or, you know, arenas or whatever, wherever you're playing, whatever tour you're on. And so it can kind of be a little bit, you kind of start feeling like you're stagnant because you feel like every day you're kind of doing the same thing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So coffee is kind of the one thing that kind of changes for us, is finding a new spot, a new place to hang out. We usually meet new people, and we do it almost every day. So I was like, man, it would kind of be just fun to be able to, like, go and tell people on Instagram that we're going to be there, and whoever shows up, shows up. If there's, you know, one person, that'd be cool. We just get to chat. But it's been super fun, and honestly, people have been just loving it. So we're going to continue it throughout my career, which is kind of fun. We haven't done any on my tour right now just because it's kind of a shorter tour. So, and it's been kind of, you know, getting everything, drives have been really long. So we haven't been able to get to the venues early enough to do it. But I'm excited to continue doing it because it's been so fun and we've had amazing turnout. So.
Jordan, I'm wondering if there's ever a time that when you're on stage, things didn't go as planned.
Oh, man. There's so many good moments. There's so many funny moments. There's also some, like, bad moments that are super awkward.
Those are the ones we love.
The awkward ones?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'll tell you an awkward one.
Sure.
We had basically started this whole thing. Well, the first year we toured, we played over 250 shows that year.
Wow.
Which meant we were gone for over 300 days that year. And needless to say, we were pretty much delirious for half of it. And so what would happen is we would wake up, we were usually in rental cars or in like a 15-passenger van, and we would have to wake up super early, go play a show, drive after the show, get in at 1 or 2 in the morning, be waking up at 4 in the morning, like basically taking a nap.
Wow.
And then driving more and getting to these shows. And so I don't know if y'all have ever been like into severe exhaustion before, but you kind of get crazy and your body kind of starts to shut down. And so in the morning times, we would like be talking about going to Starbucks because we'd all be desperate for coffee and all these things, and, you know, and trying to find a good coffee shop, you know, to actually get completely caffeinated up. But anyways, all that to say, have you ever been so tired that you literally, the things that you're trying to say just don't come out? It just kind of comes out as in like you're just, I don't know, like the words just don't make sense. I don't know if you've ever been there. It sounds kind of like you go, hey, I just it's like something just doesn't happen. And so we started joking. One of in our absolute just exhaustion, somebody came out and said, whoa, sounded like you had a stroke. And so we would kind of, like, every morning if somebody did that, you know, Kyle had a stroke, blah, blah.
Oh.
So this is all prefacing. So one day we're on stage, and I was exhausted, and my music director, Kyle, his keyboard, because of bad power when he was playing it, the keyboard was going in and out of tune, which is, like, weird sounding. It's like, you know, hearing something go, you know, throughout a song.
Yeah.
And so we were trying to get that figured out. So over the microphone in front of like 5,000 people, I said, oh my gosh, Kyle's keyboard had a stroke. But then what happened was I immediately realized that we were not in the van. This was not just like a couple people like that know this inside joke. This is in front of 5,000 people. What if somebody here has had a stroke and they think I'm joking about that, which is nothing to joke about?
Oh, no.
So then I dig myself my own grave and I'm like, not that having a stroke is anything to joke about. Like, that's actually just... this next song is called Beloved. And then we just played Beloved and I was it.
Good save, good save. Well, hopefully all the equipment's going to work properly. Wonder Jam, Canada's Wonderland, Saturday, June 15th. Jordan Feliz will be on stage. Thanks, Jordan, for spending some time with us this morning. Can't wait to see you.
Oh, y'all, of course, yes. And, yeah, thank you, guys. I'm so excited to be there. Man, much love. It's going to be an awesome day and night of just worshiping and elevating the name of Jesus, man. It's going to be awesome.